Hi everyone. So as Wellness Connect has been interviewing all of our practitioners to learn more about them as individuals in their practice, it only felt logical to interview our founder, Charlotte Gibson. So we have Charlotte here with us today. Hey, Char.
Hi, Am.
So let's start. I just would love to hear a little bit about you, if you want to tell us about yourself and you know, how you began Wellness Connect.
So basically, I started Wellness Connect probably in my mind, I would say about 10 years ago, and not even realizing. I have four children who are now 17, 15, 13, and 10. And when I first started, my children, you know, just like many of us have young children that, you know, have sicknesses and we're all trying to figure out which, you know, is the right avenue to take. And my oldest at the time was really, really sick. And the doctors couldn't figure out what was wrong. And I was pregnant with my fourth child. And as I think many women listeners could relate to, that it's pretty stressful. Your hormones are all over the place because you're pregnant. And being a mother and worrying about a sick child is enough to, you know, just make all of us crazy. So at the end of the day, each doctor kept passing me on to different specialists, and they would tell me various things like he was eventually going to go deaf, that he was going to potentially die from this syndrome, and then they'd say things like, whoops, we're wrong. So at the end of the day, I realized that I was really stressed and worried, and no one was really calling me and supporting me, and it felt pretty crappy. So in my mind, I started thinking about what that could look like. I didn't really realize it, obviously. I was way in the weeds with young kids. But it sort of started the seed and planted the seed for me. And then about, you know, and to end with my son, I actually took him to a homeopath and an acupuncturist that I found. And that began my resourcing, and they helped him and helped him heal. And he ended up, you know, he's a healthy 17-year-old now. So that was, you know, the beginning of it. And then, you know, about 5 years later or so, I really started to develop my business. Mm-hmm. So that's where it all started, you know, in my mind, I guess.
So how does Wellness Connect work now, 5 years later?
So when I first started it, you know, it's evolved and grown so much, and I am super passionate about what I do. I love helping people. I'm, you know, an empath by nature, super compassionate, and really lead with my heart. So when I first started, it was just, I built all these resources and relationships with a variety of mostly what I would call alternative or holistic practitioners. And because of my children and myself and our, you know, variety of health issues. And you know, as I built that list, I thought, okay, this would be sort of cool to start having people come to my home and maybe have a healthy lunch and listen to a speaker. And I think a lot of women, again, probably can relate to this. At that point, not to say that my kids were really old at that point, but I, as a woman, was really searching for something deeper and more meaningful. And with that probably came a little bit of guilt, which I think, again, a lot of women can connect with, of how is this not enough? I have four children that I love and adore, and I love being with them, and I love taking care of them, and I have a husband, and I have a beautiful home, and yet I felt like there was something that was like I was missing my purpose. That, and that feels so strange, I think, for a lot of women, and for me it did, because I felt guilty for having those feelings of wanting something more. And yet I knew it was sort of my part of my journey and my bigger life purpose, and that my family could be a part of that. And so I started holding these workshops and speakers in my home initially, and, you know, sort of safe talks on nutrition and things that felt good. But again, the deeper part of me wanted it also to be, being a woman, I wanted to be doing things for women that maybe felt similar to me, that they were raising families and loving that, but really yearning for something more and not really sure how to dig deep and build that awareness and peel away the layers of what that could look like.
Cool. So what type of clients do you see?
So again, that's sort of grown and evolved because as I started, it would be really simple. You know, somebody might call me more for a referral for an acupuncturist because their child had allergies or, you know, they had back pain. And so they really wanted to go to somebody for craniosacral or they were looking for some sort of doctor to help peel away the layers because their child was sick. And what it really, for me, has become, I have two chronic illnesses, basically. I have Lyme, three in theory, I guess. I have Bartonella, which is a co-infection to Lyme, and I have SIBO. The word chronic is sort of a tough word because I want to be so careful of using it because I don't want to be self-fulfilling and that I'm never going to get better because I have good days and bad days. But it's, you know, been really 5 years of things that allowed me to what I call function sick. And then in the past year and a half, really all the wheels fell off. And so for me, having these, the third one I have, I apologize, I don't think I said it, is SIBO, which is small intestinal bacteria overgrowth. And I think it's something that for me, my perfect storm happened. And, you know, sort of to speak to this will help to sort of explain the kind of clients I work with. So about a year ago, I became really sick to the point where I just, you know, nobody could really label what it was other than the conventional doctors called it collagenous colitis. And I know that I'm genetically predisposed to that because that's what my mother has. Yet I also knew that something was causing that inflammation and that was just a conventional term. And I really was determined to try not to go on the steroid for that. So I eventually found a doctor who helped me come up with my diagnosis of the cause, you know, sort of going to functional medicine of what was causing my symptoms, which really has led me on my journey of helping people that, again, my term is functioning sick, because I think, not that I don't work with men, but primarily I work with women, that I feel like are two things. They either are suffering from chronic illness and they can't get to the bottom of it, or they're feeling really stuck in their life. And, you know, there are two things for me that I really can relate with. One, I've suffered chronic illness. I know what it feels like to be alone because it feels really lonely. And it's can feel really isolating. And those two things for me have really been something that have helped me in my work help other people because I know, I'm sorry, because I know the feeling.
And I think that from what we have learned and heard from our clients is that your empathy and your understanding of how that can feel is really important for most of the women who you see. And I know that a big role for you in Wellness Connect and helping these women is you're not only just directing them to their resource, but you are there to support them along the way. Would you like to speak more to that?
Yeah, thanks. Basically, I think it's really important what I've learned in my own journey is that support piece. One, I think 80 to 90% of like good doctors is compassion and being able to listen to someone and their story, to peel away the layers, to figure out what's really wrong and to have that compassion to care enough. So I think for myself, I've realized part of what I've developed in working with my clients is it isn't just about directing them. It's about their journey and me being there, whether it's checking in with them, you know, weekly. I mean, sometimes some people it's more daily. And really being not only a resource for them when they need, because when you're functioning sick, you don't just need your doctor. You need potentially an energy healer, an acupuncturist, maybe a nutritionist, a support emotionally. So for me, I've developed sort of comprehensive plans for my clients to work with me, where I'll sort of do follow-ups with them, be there for them when they're really overwhelmed with the testing that the doctor has given them, even they're going to a wonderful doctor. it's overwhelming when it comes to supplements and tests and insurance. And those are three things that I've not only been through, so I know firsthand how frustrating and it can feel when you finally get your diagnosis and you go to pick up your meds and it's like $1,200 for a medication, and it's you know, outrageous. Or, you know, you look at the 10 tests you have to take and you're thinking, okay, these are all out of pocket, and you have to think about the economics as well as, you know, when am I going to get these done? Where am I going to get them done? All the while, what we have to remember when one is functioning sick, and I say this about myself because there's nothing about what, you know, my living in my authentic self, is that I try to be really honest about how messy my life can be. And when you're functioning sick, your life is sometimes really messy, because sometimes it's hard when you're used to being somebody who's motivated and does a lot of things in a day to lying in your bed 90% of the day, and maybe only one thing that you can do is have a conversation on the phone. So it's, you know, and pick up your kids and drop them off, and thinking, okay, I just want to be there for my kids when they get home and be able to get dinner on the table. And that feels like a task. So I think that people need to remember two things. One, you know, be really compassionate to those that are functioning sick. And I know it can be hard sometimes if you're the partner to that person. But also, you know, be gentle with yourself, because it's something that I've really learned. I've learned to take naps. I've learned to lie down when I don't want to lie down. I've learned to play cards with my kids in bed to feel like I'm still being present. So there's nothing about me that's like a superhero in all this. Am I running a business? Yes, but I run that business with my heart, and it actually feeds my soul. And I think it's part of my healing.
Wow, that was a really empowering way to end. Thank you so much, Charlotte. And yeah, that was great. Thank you.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye, everyone.